You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
He met with Rachel Imenu. How he reacted to Rachel Imenu? He cried. He cried. So why did he cry? Yeah, that's one of the reasons that he realized in his prophecy, Ruach HaKodesh, that he would not be buried at the same place, Ma'arat HaMachpela. So that's the, one of the reasons. And the other reason was?
He knew?
Yeah, he foresaw, yeah. They informed him. And the other reason was, why did he cry? No, that's not why he cried.
He loved
him. You don't cry when you love somebody. I mean, you if you miss somebody that you love, yeah, of course you cry. But here the Midrash explains that he was greatly in pain because he didn't have any money. And he knew when his father got married, so he sent Eliezer, and he brought 10 camels full of jewels and clothing. But here, he came empty-handed. So why he came empty-handed? What happened? He just like didn't give him any money? So Esav's son, Eliphaz, was appointed to observe a mitzvah. It's a very great mitzvah to kill your uncle. So he was told by his father to go and kill your uncle. How did Eliphaz accept this matter, to kill his uncle?
He was teaching Torah.
No, the question is...
His father's support.
This... So... To not commit a murder, is that a mitzvah?
It is a mitzvah.
It is? So how do you work it out? You can explain it to me? No. This is the second step. No, before you go to the second step. How Eliphaz accepted to kill his uncle?
So Avinu was teaching Eliphaz.
One more time. How Eliphaz accepted to kill his uncle? It says in the Torah, you should not commit a murder. It says, Totir Hatz.
Respect his father.
Ah, very good. So we have a mitzvah, but you have to respect your parent. You have another mitzvah that you should not do, you should not commit a murder. So how do you work it out?
The father is more higher than the...
It's higher?
Yes.
Where does it say it's higher? Where does it say it's higher?
Because Hashem is our father.
Hashem is our father? It's not in the same tablet?
It's
it is?
I mean, it's different sides.
I mean, actually, that you brought... And he mentions twice in the Torah and many, many, many places. How do you work it out? It's complicated.
Yeah.
Why is it complicated? If his father tells him, go kill your uncle. He says, Abba, I'm sorry. It says, Lo tirtzach. I cannot commit a murder.
Because if your father says something against the Torah, you're not obligated to do.
You're not obligated to do?
Yes,
but this is a command directly from Torah.
In this case, Eliphaz could disobey the father.
So he didn't. He didn't. You waiting for me or?
Yes.
You understand the question?
Yes.
Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom came empty-handed to his uncle's house, and the reason was that his brother's son was appointed to kill him. So then he made a deal with him, and he said, you know, instead of killing me, then you just take my money, because somebody, God forbid, not for anyone, that he's in a very terrible financial status, is considered as a dead person. So he accepted. But now he's trying to analyze, how did he accept the command of his father to kill his uncle, even though that he knows to commit a murder is a forbidden act. You cannot kill somebody. So how can you listen to your Abba? You understand? Follow? You know, there's a place that people, they go and exercise. What is it called?
Gym.
What is it called?
Gym.
Yeah. Then you pay membership, you know, monthly, and then you go and exercise. So now, just imagine you see somebody there and sitting on one of these machines, like on the lift weights over there, and he's having pizza there on the machine. I'm sorry? No, but what do you think of this gentleman, this Chacham?
He's not in the right place.
He's not in the right place, or he doesn't know what place he's at?
He doesn't know what place he's at.
But why he goes there and, you know, he's having pizza? And how people look at him?
Strange.
And what's the reaction people to him?
What are you doing here?
So now, about an hour later, when he goes home, and then, you know, he... No. Meet with somebody, ask him, well, where were you today? He said, I was at the gym. Is he saying the right thing?
Yeah. No. He was eating pizza.
No.
Oh, he wasn't at the gym.
He was located on the pizza.
He was at the gym.
Where was he?
At the gym.
No, where was he?
At the gym.
No.
Pizzeria.
He was in the restaurant.
You said he was eating pizza but next to the machine.
Yes, but the way he treated the place, he treated us?
Restaurant.
No?
It's like a...
Make sense?
Yeah.
I don't get it. He was at the gym, though.
I know, but you only can say, I was at the gym when you sweat and you exercise, right? You follow? But if you treat the place just like a restaurant, you're not at the gym. Because you have no understanding what the gym is all about. And Eliphaz was appointed to observe mitzvah. It's called kibud abayim, to respect his parents. So what does it mean? You want to respect your parent. That is the cost of taking somebody's life, is it? But for him to respect the parent and harm other people, there's no problem. What is that called? In Hebrew term, we call them setira. There's a contradiction here. Why? Because, again, back to the example. You go to the gym, that means when you come out, you worked out. And not only that, you're tricking yourself. Because when somebody asks you, where were you? Where were you? You were not at the gym. Where were you? Bet Knesset? No, you're not at Bet Knesset. You don't fit in even Bet Knesset, for example. Why? Because you're not here at all. You're not here at all. You're not here at all. So now here Eliphaz, Mir says, he made a deal. He made a deal with Yaakov and Avshalom. What does that mean? Either you respect your parents and then, you know, do whatever that he asks you. But you make a deal on what? Because you want to be a killer, at the same time, you observe a mitzvah. You want to go to Bet Knesset and disturb other people. You want to go to the gym and eat pizza. What is that supposed to mean? What is wrong with you? And that's the unfortunate trap that many fall into. Where were you? Bet Knesset. You're not in Bet Knesset. Not in the Bet Knesset. What does that mean? That in life, we have a mission. What does that mission mean? That means we have a goal in life. What is that goal? That you upgrade yourself, become better, you make a better character at yourself. But this bichare, he goes to this place, and instead of trying to upgrade yourself, he does even worse. He even does even worse. So that means, at the moment that I have the opportunity to make something out of myself, I wasted it. I'll forget about destroying other people and they make, God forbid, make a joke out of you. But why are you doing this to yourself? Because you don't realize that was your task, highest. And his unbelievable, powerful message that you see, Eliphaz accepted the order. Go kill your uncle. I'm observing my Abba's command. I'm going to Bet Knesset. Where were you? Bet Knesset. I'm going to exercise. It's not true at all. At all it's not true. It's very sad. Why? Because you don't realize what are you doing at all. And not only that, if somebody you see, for example, you see he's in the gym, he's eating pizza, right? Then 2 days later, you find out he's a plumber. So now something happened in your house. Would you call him?
No.
Why?
He doesn't do what he's supposed to do.
Barikallah. Barikallah. How can you call a plumber like this? Huh? So that means not that in one point you mixed up. Any aspect of your life you mixed up. You think you're doing whatever that you're supposed to do, but you're not doing it at all. And when you're told, why? Yeah, I was in a Bet Knesset. I was at the gym. But it's not true. How can you call somebody to come fix your pipe that he eats, he's eating pizza in the gym? Do you understand? And that's what the whole point here is. That you have to be very aware because this Yetzer Hara is very, very, very sharp. Very sharp. Very sharp. And it puts you in the trap. And without you realizing that you totally out of the subject. Out of the subject. This gentleman doesn't fit in the gym. The management, right away they should. No? To the respect of the place, for his own sake. You cannot have him there. And that's a very, very delicate point that we have, all of us have in mind. What am I? What am I supposed to do? You go to work, you work. You know, you have an employer. You see, he's playing on the laptop games. Well, you keep him? No, you keep him? What's he supposed to do? Work for you. But if you do the same thing as your employer do in other places, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your life, saying you don't know where you are, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what you're doing. And that's the beautiful midrash to always remind ourselves, I'm here, I'm supposed to do this all the way, 100%, for myself and to respect to other people. And Shem is like,
you're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.